Literature during the Renaissance. During the Renaissance, literature became a search for meaning, rather than the ideal expression of a meaning which already existed. Although Elizabethan society was still based on an idea of order and stability derived from medieval cosmology, its writers and poets were the first to feel and to explore the wind of chaos and uncertainty that signaled the transition to the modern age. In English literature, it is in the theatre that we find the most vital and stimulating responses to these challenges in the plays of Shakespeare, Marlowe, Webster and Jonson. The poetry of the early Renaissance, including that of Philip Sidney and Edmund Spenser, was highly influenced by the sonnets of Petrarch, and was perhaps more inclined to a celebration of the perceived order of Elizabethan society, and, like that of the medieval period, it tended towards idealization. Only later did a note of uncertainty and ambiguity begin to be heard, particularly in the sonnets of Shakespeare and in the works of the metaphysical poets like John Donne. It's curious that there was as yet nothing in English literature similar to the novel. The foundations for the modern novel were laid in France by François Rabelais, and in Spain by Miguel de Cervantes. In England, during this period, prose writing developed more in the form of a kind of literary philosophizing or essay writing connected to the idea of religious and moral reform. The most prominent of its practitioners were Thomas More and Francis Bacon. A literature of question. What is man? What's the purpose of life? Why does man have such a short time to live? What are good and evil, and who can judge? What's love? What are the qualities required of a king? These are just some of the questions that the literature of the Renaissance was trying to address. The climate of intellectual uncertainty which arose in this age is partly due to a revival of interest in the ideas of the Greek philosophers Plato and his followers. Plato's idea of the nature and the world differed from that of Aristotle, who had been the dominant figure in medieval philosophy. Plato's philosophy was also more mystical and open to interpretation. Hotlink philosophy. The influence of Plato. The study of Plato represented another major theory of the world. This in itself inevitably led to differences in opinion among the educated classes, and encouraged freedom of thought. Plato believed that our knowledge of the world came not through the senses, but through a type of reminiscence or memory of what he called ideas. Everything that existed in nature corresponded to its idea, of which it was an inferior but faithful copy. Plato described our sensory experience of the world as being similar to that of the people trapped in a cave, who can only see the shadows of things, and not the things themselves in their essence. Plato says that the philosopher is the person who goes outside and sees things in direct sunlight. The sun is important for Plato, as it represents the source of truth. For Plato it was vital to understand the essence of a thing, which, he argued, could only be done through the intellect. By comparing the available examples of a given object, we could discern what elements were common to them all, which would give us a notion of the universal form. In this way, beauty, for example, is judged by Plato to be the perfect harmony of parts, the idea that Botticelli follows in painting his Venus. Another crucial element in Plato's idea of knowledge is judgment. We must be able to judge true essence from false appearance. Writers of the Renaissance were deeply concerned with questions such as whether art could arrive at the essence of things and the relationship between appearance and truth. We see this clearly in the sonnet's explorations of themes such as love and beauty.